Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Habayim. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. And it's good to know that we are on schedule. We are up to the right, correct place. Okay, we're finishing up Siman Ayin Daled Sif Aleph. We're finishing up Sif Aleph. The Rama said that not only if your heart could see your own erva is it a problem, but also if your heart could see erva's chaveiro, it's a problem. What does that mean? Dehainu shein hefsik bein liboy le'ervas chaveiro. There's no interposition between your heart and the erva of your friend. Kegon shishneim shoichvim arumim. For example, they're both lying down unclothed, umiskasim betalis echad, and they're covered in one talis. And they're far from each other. So basically, two people lying in under a blanket, unclothed, and they're facing each other. The person himself, Reuven, has a hefsek between his heart and his erva. His heart is still directly opposite the erva of his friend. Or, for example, they're both in the water. Why? He has a garment under his heart. But he sees the erva of his friend that's not covered. So I don't understand this because, but his eyes see the erva of his friend. Isn't that a bigger problem? So Mishnah Berurah says, no, asur af she'ein of chus l'mayim. Even though your eyes are out of the water, but your heart that's in the water could see the erva of your friend. So there are a few stipulations that are needed. You cannot be able to see someone else's erva. Your heart cannot see your erva. Your heart cannot see someone else's erva, and your erva cannot be uncovered. Seeing your own erva is da'iraisa. Your erva being uncovered is da'iraisa. Your heart seeing your erva is the rabbana. Sif Beis. Okay. Haroichetz aroim b'mayim tzelulim. One who is bathing, undressed, in clear water, v'roitzalishdais, and he wants to drink. Don't know if he wants to drink the water he's bathing in, but he wants to drink. He wants to have a peach snapple. Yichase bebeged mimata lelibay. So, what are the different issues? Could he see his own erva? I mean, the water is clear; he could see his own erva, even though we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah maybe it's not considered seeing his erva because his erva is covered. Is his erva uncovered? I don't know. Is water considered a covering? So these are different issues we have to deal with. So the first thing is yichase bebeged mimata libay. He should cover with a garment under his heart, today shelo yehei libay roya es ha'erva kishayivarech, so that his heart is not seeing the erva when he's making a bracha. Okay, so he puts a beged under his heart so that his heart doesn't see the erva. The davka beveged, only in a garment. Avol biyadayim lo yhav a kisoy. With a hand, with his hands, it's not considered a kisoy. Hagav u'adin mechas haroishay biyadav lo mikri kisoy haroish. The same thing would be if he's covering his head with his hands. It's not considered kisoy haroish. So here we have encountered two dinim. A hand is not considered a cover to get around the issue of liboy ra'as erva, and a hand is not considered a yarmulke. In other words, if your yarmulke blows off and you want to make a bracha, you can't put your hand on your head. Your hand is not considered a cover. V'ayin l'kamon simin sadi aleph. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yichase bebeged. You cover your heart with a garment. Perush dehamayim afal pi shem sulim. The water, even though it's clear. Wow. We learned before that there's an issue that your erva cannot be uncovered. If your erva is in water, it's considered as if your erva is covered. Now, in that case, if my erva is covered, what about the fact that I could see the erva? Provided that you stick your head out of the water, v'lo yistakel be'erva, you're not looking at the erva, kivan da'amayim sulim meniris be'amarvasai, since the water is clear and you'll be able to see it. So there are three issues you got to deal with. Number one, giloy erva, being in the water takes care of that. Number two, looking at the erva, stick your head out of the water and don't look. But what about liboy roya erva? Ela she'adayin yesh iser mishum liboy roya erva. Why? Kivan shehalev im ha'erva b'mayim. I don't understand this, b'chalal. If the way you get around seeing your erva is sticking your head out of the water, then stick your heart out of the water also.
He's not standing. He's floating there.
He's what? He's floating. So I have a good idea,
Floating.
pal. Stand. I mean, that's not a
It's deep
very
breath.
complicated procedure.
Mayim she'en bahem soif.
Mayim
It's
she'en bahem
deep.
soif.
Deep. It's deep.
So here's what I just maybe we could say that when it comes to seeing the erva, don't look, but you can tell your heart not to look. What are you going to say? Heart, close your eyes. You see, when it comes to looking, I'll look up. But if you're, even if you're, let's say your waist is above the water, in other words, let's say the water goes up to your waist, it's still liboy roya erva because your heart is looking. You only have an eitzah of not looking with eyes. Maybe you don't have an eitzah of not looking with a lathe. I'm not sure. Al kein says mishrot tzarach l'chasos beveged mimata liba. You have to put a garment below your heart. Kadeshia hefsik bein liba l'erva, so that there's a separation between your heart and erva. Vuadinam choitzes beveged al liba. Likewise, if you interpose with a beged on your heart, gam kein mahani v'chanal b'sif aleph. Now, yeah, I think you have to say what I'm saying, that there's no putting your heart out of the water is not going to help. Sticking your head out, you have the ability of v'lo yistakel be'erva. But with a heart, maybe you don't have that ability. Okay, write it down, someone. Okay, write down the chiddush. Sif sif katan ches kisha yivarech vuadin sheichaseroisha. You also have to cover your head. Shlo yivarech begiloy harosh. Avo biyadayim. I'm surprised that they haven't invented yet. You know, you have the kosher toothbrush and the kosher brush and the kosher lamp. They should have like the kosher gartel, you know, for if you're in the water, or the kosher heart covering or the kosher head covering. This is you get good business ideas here also. Okay. Aval biyadayim, but hands, bein mechasa al libay, whether you put your hand on your heart, or bein libay la'erva, im loisha mechabek bezroyoisav, unless you hug with your arms. We're going to see in Siv Gimel that you could be mechabek gufa, meaning to go like this, it doesn't work, but to go like this, that's already, that works. Even though ain Guf mechase guf, but it sounds like the bear hug, the personal self bear hug, that works. Why does that work? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ein darkon shel bnei adam lechabek atzmon kach." People don't usually do that. Yeah, that's true. People usually don't hug themselves, and there. So, in other words, a person would put their hand on their head. So therefore, ein guf mechasa guf, or their hand on their body, but not to hug oneself. Fine, that would work. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'atam de'ein guf mechasa guf. V'davki v'di'adam di'dei aval imachirim mechasim liboy bi'dei shari. Someone else's hand, that would be permitted. Fine. On the head is not called a kiseyaguf. Achurim, if the water was okay, the mechaber continues. So now you're getting around giloy erva. You're getting around enoy roya erva. But what about liboy roya erva? Now that also you took care of. Your heart can see the erva. Motor likrois vahu besoichan vahu shalei hei ra. Depends why the water is not clear. If the water is dirty, then and it smells bad, you can't say dvaram shabakdusha. Oh, so I was not right. If your heart is not in the water but above the water, af betzulim shari, then it's permitted. So that refutes what I said, right? In other words, here the Ramah says clearly that another way to get around liboy roya eso erva is have the heart above the water. The heart is always looking. Apparently, that's not correct. The heart is not always looking.
Different rishus.
What?
The different rishus.
The different rishus. But it's a rishus that it could see because the water is clear.
Your head can't be looking, you mean?
The what?
No, because the eyes could see, so the eyes can't be looking that direction. With a heart that can't see, it's enough to be a different rishus.
Saying the heart doesn't really see. It's only that's how we envision it, as if it is. So since it's in a different rishus, it works. Okay. Sounds good. By the way, is the Rama arguing? In other words, l'chayr or not, but I'm just pointing out that the Mechaber didn't say this, right? The Mechaber said, yichaseh bebegmimata libay. Or the Mishnah Berurah said, on your heart. The Mechaber never said this Eitzah. This is the Rama adding. By the way, who does that? Where the Rama get it from? He made it up. Das Atzmai. This is the Chiddush of the Rama. So, Pashtus that he's not arguing on the Mechaber, but I'm not sure. By the way, thank you very much. The Pri Chadosh argues on the Rama. The Pri Chadosh says that it doesn't help. Pri Chadosh says it does not help to stick the lave out of the erva. So I would humbly read the. I would say, of course, other machzik b'diburai. I would say we read the mechaber correctly. The mechaber holds that this doesn't work, and in fact, many achronim hold them. In other words, the Pri Chadosh holds this doesn't work. Why didn't the mechaber say it? Because the mechaber doesn't hold of it.
When
Rama.
by a house and sticking by a window, a
Yeah.
person sticks his head and his lathe out of the window, right? So we said there's a separate issue there
Oh, did you have to stick your lathe out of the window also?
No, we said there's a separate issue there of he was Aram. I think
Right.
we said
Right.
Gili Erva. But it sounds
Right.
like there's no, it doesn't sound like there's an issue of the lathe. Oh, he didn't say if the lathe
Okay,
is out
good.
of the house or not.
Lefika he did.
That's a separate issue.
No, I'm saying you're right. There he said the way you get around Liba Rosa Erva is you cover the lave, right? So you're saying, what if another way would be to stick your lave out of the window? Again, the problem is
It's
if you stick
not
your head
safe.
out of the window and your lave out of the window, in no time your raglayim will be out of the window on the floor like Humpty Dumpty. So, I don't know how. I'm not sure how practical that is. Okay, but I'm very excited. Look in the Berhetiv. Berhetiv says on Zion that if it helps to stick your lave out of the water, Ayin Berhetiv, Ayin Pri Chadash Shecholik B'zeh, B'Savar Shemayim Tzulim V'Liboy Roya Aser. Look in the Berhetev. Maybe he's saying what Rabbi Yeager said. Mashma de mistaka be'erva aser. You have to stick your head out of the water. Lefizet sarach loymar dechmiru yoiser beri'as einayim mibri'as halev. De'einayim afilu heim lamalam min ha'mayim im mistaka be'erva aser likroyes av v'lev im hu lamalam min ha'mayim afal pi shamayim tzum v'alev royes ha'erva kiven shu malam min ha'mayim v'amayim asikim mutter likroyes. Okay, that's the question. Sort of the reason why we thought it doesn't help to have the lave out of the water is the Ber Hetev's question. Why is it that if your eye is seeing the erva in the water, it's a problem, but if your heart is seeing the erva in the water, it's not a problem? So he says it must be we're more machmer by seeing. So Yeager says because the heart doesn't really see, it's just in the same rishus. Again, Pri Chadash says it does not work. What does the mechaber hold? I think the Mechaber holds it doesn't work. Why doesn't the Ramah say V'yesh Omrim? Because the Mechaber didn't say explicitly. But, you know, Yesh Ladon, what the Shita and the Mechaber is. Let's finish this up. Siv Katan Yud, Loi Mikri. If, I'm sorry, Siv Katan Yud Aleph. Achurim, V'im Heim Tzlulim, if the water is clear, Oichrim Baraglav, you could dirty with your feet. V'davka Bekarka Shayech Zeh. It's only if you're bathing in something that has ground, avaloi bekeli, but not if it's you're bathing in a bathtub, she'en by ofer v'tit, where there's no dust and there's no dirt. Ken kaza magen avram, avar zeros simen kuf chavches kaza filu bereiches es atzne begigis shayech ze. Even if you're bathing in a barrel, there's maybe sediment that you could kick up. Reichan ra ayin lekaman sim peva mishaburusham. Rak lamala, the hamayim mikri hefsik ben livoi le'erva. The water is considered a hefsik between your heart and the erva. The Shari Tshuva says that the Birkei Yosef sides with the Ramah against the Pri Chadash. In other words, the water is a hefsik between your heart and the erva. Aye, but your heart could see the erva. That's what we ask. Vizar gamkin she'enov yu chutz l'mayim v'leistag v'erva chanal to lo'y odif me erva ba'ashoshes, not better than erva in a glass, ha'mavor b'simna ayin hei sifhei da'asar. Okay, Rabbi said, let's hold it over here. See everybody tomorrow.